On a misty blue landscape, words appear. Kelsey Grammer. A caribou trots through deep snow, passing frosted evergreens. Mr. St. Nick. Elaine Hendricks. Brian Bedford. Anna Ortiz. Wallace Shawn.
And it shall come to pass, on the 24th day of the 12th month of the 100th year, that the reigning claws will pass the torch and the sack to his heir, the claws apparent.
The caribou approaches a wide manor house under the shimmering aurora borealis. Santa Claus paces before the front door. Lupe Ontiveros, Colin Cunningham, Brian Miranda, Luis Esteban Garcia, Catherine Helmond, and Charles Durning.
Dasher, any sign of him?
Keep a lookout for him.
Sweetheart, we're starting. He'll be here. Come on.
Yes, dear.
Santa grabs a wrought iron torch. Inside the house.
Bring forth the torch!
Two elves open the doors for Santa.
And then I say, all hail King Nicholas the 20th!
Santa walks down a red carpet lined with attending elves.
And you come and take your place at the throne as quickly as possible. Without burning yourself. And then I say, bring forth the sack!
The doors open for Mrs. Claus.
Then I say, all hail Queen Carlotta! So on and so forth. And then you take your place over here at the throne. Very quickly, if possible. And then we're ready for the big intro. Crown Prince Nicholas, St. Nicholas von Claus!
The doors open again. The elves look out. The trumpeter peers around the door.
Prince Nicholas, St. Nicholas von Claus!
Knock it off! He's not coming.
Well, it's all right, dear. It's just a rehearsal.
We're in blazes of that son of mine.
Words appear. Miami Beach. At an outdoor party, guests dance on a conga line on a blue-lit dance floor constructed over a swimming pool. Leading the line is a man in a gray suit with pink shirt and violet tie. He shakes a cocktail shaker in time to the music. Music by John Altman. Producer Camille Grammer. Produced by Tom Rowe, Marianne Waterhouse. Executive producers Robert Halmy Sr., Robert Halmy Jr. Co-play by Mary Edith Burrell and Deborah Frank and Stephen O. Hayes. Story by Mary Edith Burrell and Matthew Jacobs. A curly-haired blonde in a gray silk dress enters with a dark-haired man.
Nick! Amigo!
Actor! Glad you could make it.
And this is my favorite client, Heidi
Gardell. I know. I am such a fan of yours. You know, I can't start out my morning until I've heard you say it's going to be another sunny, sultry day in paradise.
How sweet!
I'd rather be home watching Heidi. Cute, huh? My idea.
Yes, Hector, we all know you're the best PR guy in Miami. Why don't you go get yourself a drink?
Sure, and I'll let you guys get to know each other.
Yes, thank you. Hi, I'm Nick.
St. Nicholas, yes, I know.
You do?
Well, I might be on the back of public transportation, but you are on the front of magazines.
Did that get there?
Miami's most eligible bachelor.
I begged them to kill that.
You know, I love that speech you gave at the Hart Foundation dinner. I wanted to talk to you afterwards.
Oh, why didn't you?
Too shy, I guess. You were so eloquent, what could I have said?
You were so eloquent, would have been fine.
Directed by Craig Zisk.
Would you care to dance?
I'd love to.
Excuse me, sir. This isn't a good time for you.
You want a bet?
You're late.
For what? The rehearsal's not till midnight.
It is midnight, sir. Arctic time.
So we'll be a little late.
No, we won't. Your father would kill you.
And your mother would kill me.
Jasper, I'd like you to meet Heidi. Heidi, this is Jasper. Excuse us. We have a dance to catch.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime moment.
You got that right.
A carved wooden clock reads 12:10. Santa pounds the arm of his throne.
All right. That's enough. Look, I'm a very busy wizard. I've got back-to-back bookings all season, rites and rituals, summer solstice ceremonies, winter solstice ceremonies. So if your family gets their act together, I'll see you for the real thing on Christmas Eve.
The purple-robed wizard leaves. Santa looks to Mrs. Claus, who tilts her head. Santa holds the torch up.
All right, sir. You've had your fun. It's time to go.
Not now, Jasper.
Heidi freezes.
Oh, no. Not now.
Nick and Jasper vanish in a column of tiny swirling presents.
Yes, now. You're late.
I'm sorry about that. It's just that it was just a rehearsal.
For the biggest night of your life. This is your date with destiny. We have to make sure nothing goes wrong.
It's pretty straightforward. Mom gives me the sack, you give me the torch. I'm Santa Claus. What could go wrong?
Oh, I don't know. The guest of honor could forget to show up.
It's not going to happen. Look, tonight things just got away from me a little bit. I just met the most wonderful woman. Really?
No, no.
I think this one's special.
Oh, Nicky, is she special enough to be Mrs. C?
Well, she might be. I'd know more if you hadn't zapped me here.
2 weeks from coronation, and you still haven't found a queen. When I took over from my father, I was there at Halloween, with a beard on my face and my bride at my side. But you, no beard, no queen, and apparently no watch. I didn't know better, wouldn't think you want to take over.
Well, I do. I just want to try to do things a little differently, that's all. But you refuse to listen to any of my ideas to improve Christmas.
How do you improve on Christmas?
Okay. Now let's just hear him out. Tell us your ideas, Nicky.
Okay. For one thing, I think we should try to increase productivity. New technologies are introduced every day. This place is still stuck in the Dark Ages.
We have always worked beautifully with pure elf power, right?
And on a personal note, this whole beard and belly thing, I mean, why would I want to cover up this good, strong jaw? Come on. And why couldn't we relocate our headquarters to a warmer climate? Can't I bring joy to the world without freezing my ornaments off? Dad, would you stop laughing at me?
Oh, Nicky, he's laughing with you.
Oh, was I laughing? Did anybody see me laughing?
Well, now, there's another problem, son. You're not very jolly, are you?
2 minutes ago, I was plenty jolly.
If I may, sir, the prince has a marvelous sense of humor.
Thank you, Jasper.
And while it may not be evident this evening, I can assure you, sir, he has the most important quality of a true Von Claus. Generosity.
And I think his ideas are wonderful.
This is not just a business. You don't understand what Christmas is. It's love, kindness, goodwill to mankind. That's in your heart, not in your database. Christmas is the one day of the year when strangers smile at each other and people go out of their way to be with family and friends and show the people they love how much they love them. And that's magical. But I'm not sure you feel the magic. And if you don't, you're not ready to be Santa.
I see. Could it be that maybe you're not ready to give up the throne?
Nonsense.
Fine. You don't want me to take over? I won't.
Fine. Then don't. Fine.
At the party, Heidi spins and collides with Nick.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you hurt?
No, I'm fine. Maybe my ego's bruised a little. Can we get a drink? Sorry about that misstep earlier. I guess I just went someplace else for a moment.
What were you thinking about?
My father. Please, won't you have a seat?
Thank you.
Seems he just never fails to trip me up.
Oh, unrealistic expectations?
Oh, you could say that, yeah. Yours too?
My father wants me to be Connie Chung, but the thought of not being blonde is...
That's very funny.
But what about your father? What does he expect?
He wants me to take over the family business.
Oh, what's that?
Christmas. Gifts. Shipping. Toys, mostly. Yeah. Oh. A
but he refuses to listen to any of my ideas. He won't let me update anything. Seems he's just stuck in the last century.
How does he make his deliveries, Pony Express?
Reindeer.
Oh. Reindeer. Christmas gifts. I get it. You're pretty funny yourself.
Well.
Wait, you should talk to Hector. He has a very interesting idea. I think you might like it.
So I suggested Nick forget about the family business and start one of his own.
Well, I've got the primo idea, amigo. It's an online Christmas charity, and you'd be the perfect guy to run it. And you're already huge on the fundraising circuit, so why not start your own charity?
Sounds intriguing.
Call me tomorrow, and we'll talk.
Okay, Hector.
Good night.
Good to see you.
Why don't you call me tomorrow as well?
And we'll talk.
Talking's good. To start with.
They exchange a kiss on the cheek.
I'm glad we finally met.
Me too.
He smiles. In the morning, caterers carry items out of the house. In the bedroom, a Rubik's Cube and tiny sleigh with reindeer occupy the nightstand.
Good morning, Jasper. A lovely morning it is, too.
Jasper enters with a tray.
Thank you.
Great party last night, huh? Oh. Yo, does Mrs. Sarathi have to put curry on everything? Anything wrong? You're not your usual chatty elf self this morning.
That means it's going to be another Heidi. Sunny, sultry day in paradise.
And yet it remains oddly chilly in here.
What's going on, Jasper? Why the silent treatment?
Do you have to go out of your way to attack your father and his traditions?
Me? Every time I open my mouth, all I get is the old ho, ho, ho.
Why not just show up, take over, and then change whatever you want?
Yeah, well, it's a little late for that, isn't it? He obviously doesn't think I'm ready to fill his boots.
And what do you think?
What is that supposed to mean?
Do you think you're ready? I know your father's a hard act to follow, and Christmas is an enormous responsibility, and we all get nervous at the idea of a challenge.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that I'm afraid to take over?
Well, I'm merely stating...
For heaven's sake, Jasper. Me? Afraid? Me? Come on.
What was I thinking?
You don't like my cooking? Fine. I won't cook anymore.
No, no, Mrs. Sarathi. The food's delicious. Hmm. Hot. But delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I was merely suggesting that perhaps
well,
you should
try a
little
less... Well, if I wanted to
less...
be mistreated, I could go back to my own country.
Now, let's not get carried away.
Carried away? I'll show you carried away. I quit.
Is there a problem?
Not if you mail my check to Daytona.
Why is it so difficult to keep a cook? All I want is somebody that can run the kitchen as smoothly as you run this household. Is that too much to ask?
Not at all, sir.
Good. You'll find a replacement by the end of the day.
Well, will you help interview the candidates?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jasper, you know I'm busy.
Very well, sir. I'll find a new cook the moment I've finished addressing your cards and doing your Christmas shopping.
Splendid. And don't forget to hang the lights.
I'll hang your lights.
Jasper, you know I don't like it when you answer back to me. Got a big day ahead of you. Don't fall apart on me.
Jasper shakes his head. At an employment agency.
You seem to have a lot of experience.
I have a degree in hotel management, and I'm not afraid of long hours.
I'm sorry. All I have are jobs for maids.
My niece is a good, hard-working girl.
I wish I had something else to offer.
Immigration!
An agent with mustache and sunglasses holds up his badge.
Buenos noches, señorita.
Buenos dias, officer. You can speak English.
Well, won't that be a nice change of pace for me? Do you have your papers?
Yes.
¿Tú tienes un papel? Expires in 30 days. What are your plans?
I was hoping...
He retains the papers.
I was hoping to extend my visa. I want to find a job here in Miami. I want to help take care of my aunt and my nephew.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Well, I'm sure there's lots of work here.
Only maid work.
She's overqualified.
But let me tell you, Ms. Braga, if you think you're too good for this kind of work...
I don't. Agent...
He displays the badge on his belt.
Nerdo.
No, it's Nardo. Nardo, not Nerdo. Never Nerdo. Nardo.
I'm sorry. Nardo. But I'm sure I'll find work. If you can get a job, anyone can.
Well. A feisty one. I'll be keeping my eyes on you.
He returns her papers and leaves.
If anything else opens up, could you give me a call?
Sure. Did I mention that she's not afraid of hard work? This child has such gifts.
Okay, tía.
Espérate. She's a fabulous cook.
Mente.
They leave. Jasper peeks over the divider. Outside.
You have to stay cool with the INS.
He was such a slimy little weasel. Oh.
Excuse me, Miss Braga?
Do I know you?
No, but I'd like to offer you a job.
As a maid?
No.
She'll take it.
Tia Sofia, what kind of job?
Working for Mr. Nick St. Nicholas.
Do you mean the guy in the magazine? Miami's most eligible bachelor?
That's right.
She'll take it.
He needs someone to cook and plan parties. I heard you saying you have a degree in hotel management, so I thought if you could manage a hotel, you can certainly manage a kitchen. Am I right?
Yes.
You interested?
Yes.
How soon can you be at this address?
She drives a VW convertible and sweeps her long dark hair from her face. A red Ferrari with a license, SLEIGH, approaches.
Yeah, Heidi Gardell, please.
Nick is on the phone in the car.
Tunes.
He leans towards the glove compartment. His car crosses the center line. He heads towards the VW. He swerves.
You don't have to be so rude.
The blue sky is streaked with clouds over a red tile roof. Palm trees dot the lawn around a rectangular pool.
If he doesn't have his breakfast in bed, he likes to have it here by the pool. Mr. St. Nicholas is a very social creature. Loves people, loves parties, loves entertaining. Of course, there'll be caterers to help you with that. What else? Oh, yes, your accommodation. You'll have a private entrance.
Are we living here?
Yes, is that all right?
Yes. I'm sure my aunt would love her privacy again.
They arrive at a formal garden.
Why don't I meet Mr. St. Nicholas?
I don't believe he's here at the moment. I think I heard his Ferrari leave about 10 minutes ago.
His Ferrari? Is it red?
Yes. Is that a problem?
I hope not.
At Hector's.
I've set up several charities so I can handle the administrative stuff. But I need a partner with a familiar face. And fundraising clout.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's an online charity. It's a website that lets people ask for what they want for Christmas. We buy the gifts with the money that people donate.
I like it. And people could donate more than just money, couldn't they?
Yeah.
We could match up people with something to give with people who need something. There's a poor family who wants to give a computer to their kids, and you got one you want to get rid of. Or they need a Christmas dinner, and you got a spare turkey.
Sure.
And it'd be like running my own Christmas.
Exactly. In fact, the name I picked is MrSaintNick.com.
Oh, I don't know if that's really appropriate.
We could shoot a couple commercials at Heidi's station. Promote the heck out of it. What do you think?
Mr. Villarba, she's ready.
Wait until you see Mrs. Claus.
Heidi, in red open-toe heels, fishnet stockings, short red draped skirt...
Now that's festive.
...and strapless fitted top, trimmed in white, holds a present.
Place, Mr. Claus.
That's where you come in.
Oh, Look, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, why not?
Well, Santa Claus, I don't think so.
Sure, you would be great. You're a great public speaker.
Yeah, but not on television, not on camera. I don't have any experience.
No experience? No problem. TV's great that way.
I'll walk you through it. Give you tips on teleprompter technique. Besides, who wouldn't believe you as Santa Claus?
She puts a Santa hat on him. His smile fades. The sun sits on the horizon. In the kitchen.
Hi, Armando.
Hola, Mr. Sandy.
Wow. What smells so wonderful?
Dinner? I'm making pabellón criollo.
That's Venezuelan, isn't it?
Yes, that's where I'm from originally. I'm Lorena Braga, the new cook.
Nick St. Nicholas. It's a pleasure to meet you. Say, don't I know you from somewhere?
No.
But you look so familiar.
Well, you know, it's Latin women, dark hair, dark eyes, red lipstick, very easy to confuse. Ay, carajo!
That's it. You drive a Volkswagen. I don't know about Venezuela, Miss Braga, but here, road rage is frowned upon.
Venezuela, we stay on our side of the road.
Excuse me? No, there's something you should know. I don't really care for it when people talk back to me, especially in my own home.
No wonder you're still a bachelor.
What's that supposed to mean?
I guess women lose their appeal once they start talking.
He frowns.
Jasper! Jasper! Is everything all right, sir? No. She drives a Volkswagen.
Right. I'll take care of that immediately, sir.
Do you want me to quit now, or should I wait until you find a replacement?
You don't want to quit. Why do you want to quit? Why does she want to quit? Well, she's extremely qualified. She'll stay.
Just tell her how I feel about sarcastic remarks and such. And when people answer back to me.
He raises his chin and stalks out. Jasper closes his eyes.
To us, finally meeting.
By the candlelit pool, Lorena serves.
I have to admit, I'm still a little apprehensive about doing that TV commercial.
Oh, you're a natural for the part. And don't worry, I won't let you look foolish.
There's really only so much you can do.
Pepper, thank you.
I have to say, I admire celebrities who lend their names and faces to charity.
Well, I always like to speak out for a good cause.
And I admire that. A woman with strong opinions, not afraid to speak her mind. Thank you, Lorena. You may go now.
Nick, let me be honest with you. One of the downsides to being famous is that everybody wants to get close to you, but not always for the right reason. So I've become a very guarded person. It's not easy for me to trust someone. But I have a good feeling about you.
Good feeling is mutual.
At the manor house.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear. Sleep well?
I love the busy season. If Nick doesn't want to take over, I could do this for another 100 years.
Oh, dear. I was so looking forward to retiring this year. Valhalla has some lovely condos open.
Ooh.
Are you all right?
Just a little dizzy.
Santa puts on his red coat. The sleeves fly off. The shoulder seams rip. Santa stands in his blue shirt.
Time to cut back on the milk and cookies, hmm?
Fit perfectly yesterday. Cheap fabric. I'm going to work.
He dons his hat. It sails up. He reaches for it and looks around. At the studio.
Hi. I'm Nick St. Nicholas.
And I'm Heidi Gardell.
We're dressed as a couple of clauses to tell you about a wonderful new way to make everyone's holidays happier.
Share a cyber Christmas on MrSaintNick.com.
Where we put people who need help together with people who can help.
Just email us your special Christmas wish, and we'll look for someone who can help grant it.
Heidi jerks her hand away from a girl.
Or send a donation to help someone else's wish come true.
Oh.
Remember, God. Mr. St. Nick isn't just my name.
He hit me.
Did not.
Cut!
Oh, Hector, that was my best one so far.
That was great, kids. You look terrific. Can we lose the flop sweat?
Makeup!
Loose.
Huh? Loose.
Nick rolls his shoulders.
Okay, loose.
Heidi, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure. I'll be right back.
Can you help him out? He's clutching a little bit. And for God's sakes, you're treating the kids like they got cooties.
Her hand's all sticky.
Couple of hand wipes over here. And let's lose the cripple kid.
Yeah, hey, thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take 19.
Hey, did you see that? That's not his wheelchair. That kid can walk.
I know. Isn't it wonderful? You are doing a terrific job.
Oh, this suit is killing me.
Oh, it's just nerves. It happens to everyone. Just have fun with it.
In the dressing room, Jasper lays out clothes.
So, what'd you think? I think you look like a cheap burlesque of everything your family stands for.
Oh, come on, Jasper. It's all in good fun, all for a good cause.
The next time you feel compelled to lampoon a holiday legend, why don't you dress up as the Easter Bunny?
Jasper, what's going on? My belt,
it's
tightening up. Help me out here. Can you get that undone?
Jasper wrestles the belt off.
Get it off me! Get it!
He hangs on as the end twists and turns.
What should I do?
Throw it in the closet, for God's sake! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Nick grabs his head.
Pull on it!
Jasper pops the hat off. He flings it into the closet. The red suit inflates. Jasper unzips it, and Nick drops it on the floor. Nick gathers it up and tosses it in the closet. He leans against the closed doors.
Do you suppose his imperial ho-ho-ho has anything to do with this? Very funny, Dad. This isn't your father's work. There are forces in this world bigger than your father. Bigger than Christmas itself. Jasper, you're scared. No, I'm not. I'm angry. I haven't served you faithfully for 30 years to see you strangled by a cheap piece of red spandex.
This is some bad mojo.
Lorena parks her VW in front of a stucco house. She is observed through binoculars getting out of the car. Nardo lowers the binoculars.
Easy on top there, amigo.
Ow!
In the house.
The empanadas are ready.
Hi.
They smell wonderful. What would I do without you?
Auntie Lorena, are you really living with a millionaire?
And working for a millionaire.
Cool.
Keep practicing. It's not time to take a break yet.
It sounds great.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Take it from the top.
Sophia removes a pan from the oven.
How's your new job?
Oh, you should see Sonrisa del Mar. It is so gorgeous. It's like a castle.
And your boss?
He's like the king.
She grins.
You are so good to these kids.
If I don't give them music, nobody else will. Well, you're all set.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Lorena offers money.
Kiss his.
They said I could hire caterers, so I did. Toma.
Sophia takes the money. And they hug. At Nick's, a workman on a ladder unfurls a banner. MrSaintNick.com.
It's delicious.
Thank you. It's my tia's recipe.
Excuse me, sir. We have an early arrival.
Oh.
You look so nice.
Nobody's going to be looking at me. Wow. Oh,
you are eloquent. Look what I brought.
A commercial?
Yes.
Wonderful. We can show it to everyone tonight. Isn't that exciting, Jasper?
I can't wait, sir.
In the kitchen.
Do you see that weather, ladies, mink?
It's not mink, it's chinchilla.
There is no good reason to wear fur.
What about when he says nose?
In Miami?
Emigracio!
Jasper dashes from the kitchen. He finds Nick and Heidi kissing.
Excuse me, sir.
Not now, Jasper.
There's something rather urgent that requires your immediate attention.
Hold that thought.
He has his papers, just not on him.
Still the feisty one, I see.
You cannot treat people like this, you petty despot.
Listen here, my little jalapeno. If I were you, I would no más mucho hablo. Okay, your visa's ready to run out.
What's going on here?
You Nick St. Nicholas?
Yes, I am. Who are you?
Nardo, INS. I'm citing you for hiring illegal aliens.
None of these people are illegal.
Everyone has papers, officer. I have copies in my desk.
Kindly get them for him, Jasper.
Certainly, sir. And this one's iffy.
She is not iffy. She's my cook.
Oh. Well, the next time I come back here, your cook better have her working papers. Comprensiendo?
It's not going to be a next time, Agent Nardo. You will kindly uncuff this man immediately, and you may review these outside.
I'm going to be watching you.
Nardo takes the file folder and leaves.
I'm sorry about that, everybody.
Nick offers a handkerchief.
Here, Nadia. It's all right.
Thank you, Mr. St. Nick.
Lorena, please, take care of that visa.
I was going to get the forms tomorrow.
Just see that you do.
When are we going to open the champagne?
Oh, champagne. Well, that's a wonderful idea. Everyone, please come and join us for some champagne, and then we'll all watch the commercial together. Come on. Come on. Allow me, dear. Oh, Jasper, please, let's not have any of this corny old Christmas music tonight.
Certainly not, sir.
Here we go.
This is going to be great.
Hi, I'm Nick St. Nicholas.
And I'm Heidi Gardell.
Oh, don't they make a lovely couple?
Lorena rolls her eyes.
Wonderful new way.
Jasper tilts his head and watches her. Morning. Nick enters the kitchen kissing Heidi, who wears a man's shirt.
Oh, good morning. Something wrong?
No.
You sure you won't stay for breakfast?
Oh, I can't. I have to get to the station and tell Miami what a beautiful day it's going to be.
And what a beautiful night it was.
Oh, well, they don't need to know about that.
Oh. I'll call you later. She's great, isn't she?
I'm going to set this by the pool.
Well, I must say, you and Miss Gardell seem to be very chummy.
Jasper, I've been doing some thinking. I really like Heidi. I want her to be the real Mrs. Claus.
Really?
Jasper, you always taught me that when the time was right, I'd get a clear indication of who Mrs. Claus should be. Well, the time is right. And I don't think it could be any clearer. It's Heidi. She's perfect.
Well, then, you're about ready to take over Christmas. Aren't you?
At Hector's.
Good morning.
The vest.
What are you so happy about?
He points to his laptop.
Look at these hits. The ad's only aired once, and already we've taken in $250,000. And we get to keep the whole enchilada.
Lucky for us, there are so many generous people in the world.
She drops onto his lap, and they kiss.
Come the new year, we'll be enjoying an early retirement on Grand Cayman. All thanks to Mr. St. Nick.
Thank you, Mr. St. Nick.
In the kitchen.
Oh, Jasper,
ask your opinion about something. Hi. I'm planning on proposing to Heidi tonight. And I've never done this before, so quite frankly, I don't really know what to say.
And you want my advice?
Yeah, well, maybe just a couple of pointers. Okay, so you're Heidi.
What?
And, okay, just sit there. Should I get down on one knee, or is that too old-fashioned?
Women have fallen for it for centuries, so it must work.
Okay. Nick kneels in front of Jasper and takes his hand.
Oh, sir.
What do you think women want to hear?
Suppose you could always tell her that you love her.
Love is good.
Yeah. It's a tricky one.
Start by telling her how you feel. List the qualities she has that make her special to you. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Lorena sits.
Because that is what is important, that she is special to you. Maybe you enjoy her fun-loving spirit.
I do.
Then tell her.
Okay. Heidi, most people wait their whole lives hoping to find that special someone, to feel a connection, to feel as if they're meant to be together.
That person is your other half, your soulmate.
And every day I look forward to seeing your face and hearing your voice. And when I walk into a room,
I just hope you'll be there.
Yes. Will you marry me? What do you think?
I think it'll work. Do you have a ring?
Oh, yeah. I knew I was forgetting something.
That will definitely work.
Thanks!
Stuart Ames.
Naughty.
Cynthia Aaron.
Nice. Next.
Brian Abbott.
Very naughty. Or maybe he's nice. No, naughty. I'm pretty sure he's naughty. Next.
Joanne Abernathy.
Nice. Give her that doll she wants.
She wants to use a scooter, sir.
Oh, of course. Give her the scooter. Next.
Albert Artel.
Nicholas, would you excuse us a moment, please?
An elf hops from the stool.
Nicholas, have you looked outside recently?
She opens the green velvet curtains. Flecks of the Aurora Borealis flutter down from the deep blue night sky.
Oh. What's wrong with the Aurora Borealis?
I don't know. And I don't know what's wrong with you.
Me? Nothing's wrong with me. I'm fine.
You are not fine. Look at you. You're not yourself. You can't fix toys. You don't know which child is which anymore. Nicholas, something is very wrong. I think we should call Mimir.
No, I don't need to see any blessed wizard. Everything is perfectly normal.
That's normal.
She points out the window. Santa sees the flame in the torch become fainter. Lorena observes Nick and Heidi through a kitchen window.
You thought of everything.
I'm just doing my job.
You don't seem too happy about Mr. St. Nick's romance.
The woman wears fur.
Primitive, but not a crime.
And that dress. I've seen more fabric on a potholder.
And why, may I ask, should you care?
I don't care. What makes you think I care? I don't get a good feeling from that woman.
Jasper, can you get the lights any lower?
Not unless I dim Miami, sir.
Where's the dessert?
It's right here. What are you doing?
I'm putting the ring into the dessert.
Not in my souffle.
It's romantic.
No, it isn't.
Do you want her to choke?
Choke?
She should choke. She could choke on that ring.
She has a point, sir. You wouldn't want to have to Heimlich your fiancée.
So I said just give it to her. Okay. Thanks, Lorraine. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Heimlich, my fiancée. What was all that about? She should choke on that ring?
I didn't want my souffle ruined by a big diamond.
Or a big blonde. Of course, you're not falling for him.
Me? For Mr. St. Nick, are you kidding?
I saw the way your eyes lit up when you were helping him with the proposal.
I am not falling for him. I am not.
Heidi, there's something I want to ask you.
Nick kneels.
People can wait their whole lives hoping to find that special someone. And when they do, they should seize the moment and not let it get away. Heidi, will you? I was in the middle of something very important.
More important than destroying Christmas?
What are you talking about?
MrSaintNick.com. What's next? Hanukkah in a can?
Explain yourself, Nicky.
Explain what?
That horrible commercial.
You mean you saw it already?
Shame on you. Turning our proud family heritage and our name into that vulgar website. And that suit was awful.
Okay, you're right. You're right. But the message was good, don't you think?
Message? When I was your age, I had a real message. Peace on Earth.
Goodwill toward men, yes. I'm just trying to expand on that.
That dot-com thing is a stupid idea. And lazy. You're looking for other people to do your work.
That's not true. Dad, you only take care of children. What about adults? I'm just trying to get more gifts to deserving people. If you'd listened to my ideas in the first place...
Don't turn this around and blame me.
You have never included me. Even when I was a little boy, I used to beg you to let me sit on your lap and drive the sleigh. A little Santa wants to do that with his father. And every little boy wants to spend Christmas with his dad. I couldn't.
Ah, here we go. This younger generation lives to drag up the past.
Fine. You don't want to talk about it? Let's not talk about it. You know, now's not really a good time for me anyway. I think I've found my queen. The beautiful woman in that commercial that you two hate so much.
That's the woman you intend to marry?
Yes. And I should be home right now asking her to marry me.
Oh, Nick, that's so sweet and romantic and loud.
Well, I'm just so excited. I want the whole world to know how happy I am. Heidi.
Jasper and Lorena arrive and watch Nick present the ring to Heidi.
Will you marry me?
Yes. I would love to.
Here.
That's not exactly how we rehearsed it.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Why did you zap him out in mid-sentence?
I did.
You mean he zapped himself?
Santa takes a nibble from a cookie.
Now that does it. I'm calling Mimir.
No. Don't call her that quack.
She just did.
Mimir.
Yes, the quack himself. Oh, I hate making house calls. So, what are the symptoms?
Well, he can't fix toys or get into his suit or remember who's naughty and nice, and he's lost his appetite.
Blessed Carlotta, I'm fine.
And he's losing his jollies.
That's definitely not good for a Santa. Let's see what the runes can tell us.
He takes a black velvet bag from his robe.
Herring rots from the head.
Huh?
Only salmon swim upstream. The wise cod rides the tide.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it means something's fishy. How should I know? I just read the stuff. I don't write it.
Can you try to interpret them?
Oh, all right. Just for the halibut. Okay, let's see. Herring rots from the head. I suppose that refers to you.
I'm a herring?
You're the head of the household. And the holiday. If something's wrong with the head, the whole holiday goes bad. Only salmon swim upstream. Now that must refer to your spawn.
Nick?
He's swimming in the wrong direction. Away from Christmas and everything that goes with it. While you're hanging on past your time. The wise cod rides the tide. That means go with the flow. Follow the natural order, father to son. You can't battle forces beyond your control. It's the 12th month of the 100th year, and that means Nick's becoming Santa Claus, whether you like it or not.
Oh, enough of this nonsense. Blow with the cod, my foot. I got work to do. I have a Christmas to deliver.
You couldn't deliver a newspaper. You're losing your powers and your son's getting them. The kid's got to handle Christmas, or there won't be a Christmas.
So, it's all up to Nicky?
Nick duplicates the Claus manor in sand.
Voila! There you have it. The family home.
Oh, Nick, that's amazing.
Oh, and the crowning touch. Here's Dad.
He puts the toy sleigh and reindeer in front.
Dad's holiday decorations. He goes all out for Christmas, I'll tell you.
And where did you say your parents lived?
Up north. Way up north.
I can't wait to meet them.
Oh, yes, you can. You know, I've been doing some thinking. I was planning an intimate soiree on Christmas Eve. What do you say we get married then?
I beg your pardon, sir.
On Christmas Eve? Nick, that is so romantic.
Excuse me, sir, but don't you have something else to do on Christmas Eve?
No, Jasper. Don't you remember? That was canceled. Lorena, what do you think? Can we pull off a wedding?
In a week?
Sure, why not?
A Christmas Eve wedding. You are the best gift a girl could ever get.
Really?
Are you all right, sir?
Of course I'm all right, Jasper. I've never been better. I'm just very happy.
You're positively jolly, sir.
The sleigh lifts off and flies over the sandhouse roof and lands.
Madre de Dios, look! What is that?
It looks like the Northern Lights.
In South Beach?
Bet you didn't forecast that.
The Aurora Borealis shimmers in the Miami night sky.
First we lose the Aurora Borealis, and now we're losing the snow. Mimir is right. All your Christmas magic is going away. You have to pass the torch to Nicky before it goes out altogether. At least talk to him. Tell him what's going on.
Oh, all right.
He takes the torch from her.
Nicholas the 21st, come home.
The flame goes out.
You mean you can't even zap him home anymore?
I just need a little rest.
Reach out and touch him.
Is the kind of spectacular cosmic display that normally occurs in Arctic areas. And yes, your Miami meteorologist was amazed along with everyone else. I mean, no one could have predicted this.
Hello? Oh, hello, Your Majesty. Okay. Just hold on one moment, sir. It's your father.
Oh, it is it? Well, please tell him for me. It'll be a cold day in Miami before I talk to him again.
Yes, I know it's almost Christmas Eve.
Can I call you right back, Your Majesty?
Thank you.
What was all that about?
Spent my entire life trying to please that man. Well, not anymore.
You don't want to do this, sir.
Marry Heidi and never speak to my father again? That's exactly what I want to do.
At the studio.
Today's temperature should reach the low 90s, and that means it's going to be another sunny, sultry day in paradise. I'm Heidi Gardell.
And cut.
She sees Nick and waves to him.
Hi.
Hi, what a nice surprise.
Are you busy?
Just finished doing the weather for the week.
In one day?
It's Miami. The only thing that changes is my clothes. Of course, I may have to do updates on this whole Northern Lights thing.
Right. Can we talk?
Sure.
In her dressing room.
Come on in. Here, have a seat. Before we get married, I thought there were a few things about me you should know. It's only right that I open up and tell you everything, right?
Of course.
I am Santa's heir apparent.
Excuse me?
My father is Santa Claus. I was supposed to take over the family business, but he is so bullheaded.
Your father is Santa Claus?
Yes. At some point, you're going to meet the folks, and it's going to come up, believe me. So I just thought you should know what's going on.
Your father is Santa Claus?
Yes. Oh. It feels so good to finally be open about all this. Now, are there any secrets you might want to tell me about?
I can't go through with this marriage.
Why not?
Why not? He thinks he's Santa's son.
He's eccentric.
He's nuts!
It's a win-win situation. If he's crazy, then his missus gets control of his fortune. And if he's Santa, well, then we get a major piece of the Christmas action. Plan your wedding. Either way, we're going to be very rich.
She scowls. Hmm? Hector kisses her bare arm. She smiles.
Dum dum da dum, dum dum da dum, dum dum da dum, dum da dum, dum dum dum.
How long?
2 minutes, 5 seconds.
Oh, perfect. Now, where am I going to put the choir of angels?
How about on the upper terrace?
But then people won't see me.
They'll see you when you walk down the stairs.
I'm in Vera Wang. I want them to see me the whole time.
You're the one in the train and the tiara. Trust me, you'll make an impression.
Hello, ladies. How's it coming?
Awful. Good. Lorena is fighting me every step of the way.
I'm just trying to help.
How? By undermining my wedding?
I am doing no such thing.
At a time like this, a certain amount of anxiety is quite normal.
Oh, really? And is it normal for the cook to be making eyes at my future husband?
What?
Oh, don't think I haven't noticed the way you look at him.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Is it? Nick, it's me or her. You have to let her go.
I forget it. I do not have to sit here and listen to this. I quit.
Nick parks the Ferrari.
Hi. Is this where Lorena Braga lives?
Who wants to know?
Nick St. Nicholas.
Oh, her boss.
Yeah. And you are?
Danny, her nephew. She'll be right back. She went to pick up some of the band.
Band? What band?
I'm in a band. My grandmother gives us music lessons. We're learning Christmas songs. She's inside if you want to talk to her.
Great. Thanks. Best time of the year, isn't it? Not long before Santa gets here.
Yeah, right. I wish.
You're a skeptic, huh?
What do you mean?
The way you just said, yeah, right, I wish, sounds like you don't believe.
I didn't say anything.
Really?
Wow, that was weird.
You're right, that was weird.
Danny raises his brows. Inside, Sophia pours iced tea.
She's a good girl, Lorena. Put herself through school. She works very hard to help her mama and papa back in Venezuela. She says you're marrying somebody on television?
Yes, Heidi Gardell, Channel 21.
Can she cook?
I'm not sure.
Does she want babies?
Well, you know, I just assumed that she...
You men. You ask more questions buying tires than you do picking white. Lorena, she wants babies. And you know how she can cook.
Tia Sofia.
Well, it's true.
What are you doing here?
Just getting to know your aunt. I had no idea she taught music in her home.
Yeah. Juilliard is too far away.
Sofia, in the spirit of the season, I'd like to do anything I can to help you and those kids. You just name it.
You don't have to do that.
Let him be generous, Lorena.
Nick and Lorena exchange a glance. Sofia eyes them.
Better get the kids started.
What are you doing here?
Look, I came to apologize. I'm sorry. I should have stood up for you before, but Heidi can be kind of, kind of...
Controlling?
No, well...
Demanding?
No.
Crazed with jealousy?
Maybe. She's just strong-willed. She's a nervous bride, okay? Please come back.
She chews her lip.
Does Heidi know you're here?
Don't worry, I'll smooth things over with her.
Nobody is that smooth.
Look, Lorena... You're the best cook we've ever had, and I just... And I really appreciate you, and I... Please come back. You know, I love this song!
Since when?
Was fantastic. Say, I got an idea. How would you guys like to play that song in my next commercial?
You mean on TV?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. These are nice kids. They're terrific. They're exactly what MrSaintNick.com is all about.
Yes, sir. I knew there was something shady about this guy. Absolutely. So I checked out his so-called charity, and guess what? He's siphoning all the money out of the MrSaintNick.com accounts into his own personal account in the Cayman Islands. That should get us the warrant, right, sir? Yeah. Yes, sir, I know he's got some ritzy friends. I'll wear a tie. Got it, sir. Thank you very much.
That was a nice thing you did for those kids.
They did seem excited, didn't they?
How does your family spend the holidays? Is it a big deal for them?
Oh, it's a very big deal. My father has a lot of commitments that night, mostly because of his work. He visits tons of people.
And you don't spend it with him?
No. I guess you could say our family's a little crazy.
Whose isn't? Everybody comes from a crazy family. Our grandparents drive our parents nuts. Our parents drive us cuckoo. We saw the signs, so we leave home, start a crazy family of our own.
Freud couldn't have said it better.
In Venezuela, we'd invite the whole family over for Christmas dinner. 37 cousins, and that is just in one town. But it has been forever since we've all been together. No, Christmas is a time to be with family, to be with the people you love, show them how much you love them.
That's what my father says.
Well, it doesn't sound so crazy to me.
Trust me, I'm the normal one in the family.
One by one, the holiday lights on houses behind them light. One by one, the lights in the manor house go out. Santa and Mrs. Claus sit in the sleigh.
So, we'll go to Nikki for a change. I hear Miami's quite nice this time of year.
It'd be a lot easier if you'd just take my calls.
On Dasher and Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Sleigh won't fly. I can't get it up.
Oh, that's all right, dear. That happens to everybody sometimes. We'll just have to fly commercial.
Never.
Nicholas, your son needs you.
What for? Apparently he's got all the power now.
But he doesn't know that, and he doesn't know what to do with it.
If he wants my help, he can bloody well come to me.
You stubborn old... I'm going. With you or without you, I'm going.
Then go.
I will.
She alights from the sleigh. Santa pulls the lap robe up. At the studio.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to give the MrSaintNick.com way. Log on if you want something special for Christmas.
Or if you have something special to give.
We matched these talented kids up with somebody who could give them some brand new instruments. Just listen to what we got back.
And cut! That's a wrap. We're beautiful.
Thanks.
Honey, I will see you at home.
Okay. She saunters off in a red satin dress.
Oh, that was great, Mr. St. Nick.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lorena. Yeah. Hey, kids, anything else you want, just let me know.
New bike. Sneakers.
Walkman.
A new bike, Walkman, and sneakers. They'll be underneath the tree come Christmas morning, I promise.
Puppy. Skateboard.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to have to write this down. Lorena, you got a pen?
Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right. I've never been better. They're not talking, are they? Will you excuse me a minute?
He sticks his head in a sink of water.
You okay?
Oh, Hector, I'm fine. It's just your usual holiday stress, I guess. Pre-wedding jitters. Pathological auditory hallucinations.
Don't freak out on me, amigo. We got a good thing going here.
Okay, yeah.
Nick buttons his red jacket with red satin lapels.
Okay. Okay, kids. Sorry about that. I guess all this excitement was just a little too much for me. Especially you playing. That was exciting. And thanks for coming. You're all very talented. And whatever I can do, I'm here for you.
Nick St. Nicholas, you're under arrest.
For heaven's sake, for what?
Fraud and grand larceny.
Sorry, kids, ain't gonna be no Christmas commercial. This whole MrSaintNick.com thing's one big old ripoff dot scam.
Danny. Lorena.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Come on!
Kids, it's not true!
Oh, yes, it is.
But I'm not guilty! Come on!
Nardo leads Nick away. Lorena shakes her head. On TV.
And the Miami community was stunned by the allegations that St. Nicholas embezzled funds donated to the charity.
Oh, how could he do this?
MrSaintNick.com.
How could he do this?
How could he do this?
He absolutely wouldn't. You have to believe that, Lorena. I'm sure it's just a big mistake.
Yeah. And I think I made it. Adios, Jasper.
In an interrogation room.
Come clean, St. Nicholas. You confess, things will go much easier.
Confess to what?
Stealing from the poor to give to the rich, namely you. All that charity money transferred into your Cayman's account, you make me want to puke.
Look, I don't have an account in the Caymans.
It's got your name on it.
No, the charity has my name on it. Hector. Hector must be behind all this.
The jailbird sings.
Jailbird? What are you talking about?
Hello, Nikki. I'm here. I had to take two aeroplanes and hire a motor car.
Oh, hello. I'd like a cup of tea, and then you can draw me a bubble bath.
I'm not the maid.
Oh, really? Well, I am glad to hear it, because if you were, that outfit would be entirely inappropriate.
I'm Heidi Gardell, Nick's fiancé.
Oh, the girl from the commercial. Well, I didn't recognize you without your fishnet stockings.
And you are?
Nikki's mother.
Oh, oh, you must have come for the wedding tomorrow. Oh, it is so nice to meet you. What should I call you? Mother? Mom?
Your Majesty.
Ah, Your Majesty. What a pleasant surprise.
Jasper, where is he? I must speak with him immediately.
He's, out. Ma'am, let me get you settled in your room.
Yes, and I'll change, and then we can have tea and get to know each other.
Won't that be nice?
Nick will be delighted to see you, ma'am.
Well, this isn't a social visit. Oh, Jasper, my husband has lost all his powers. They've been transferred to Nick.
Really? That explains quite a bit.
This is no longer a simple feud between father and son. Nick has got to take over as Santa.
Don't worry, ma'am. I'll take care of everything. You just relax.
I would like to wash up.
Over there, ma'am. I'll turn on the TV. You can unwind after your long flight.
Nick St. Nicholas was arrested today while filming a commercial for his web...
Jasper tosses the remote out the door.
I can't find the remote. Where's the remote? I can't find it. Never mind. Who needs TV anyway? Perhaps a little nap would be good.
I have got to talk to Nick.
You just leave that to me.
He motions to the bed.
How soon can you get to the airport? Nick's been arrested and I've got $5 million and 2 tickets to the Caymans. Flight's in 1 hour.
I'm on my way.
Hector continues shredding papers.
You hear what's happened to Nick?
Just found out. There must be some mistake.
I'm going to see him now.
I'm right behind you.
Jasper, in the Ferrari, turns left. Heidi, in the silver Audi, turns right.
While filming a commercial...
At Sophia's.
They wouldn't have arrested him if they didn't have proof.
Don't be so quick to judge, Mija. He's innocent until proven guilty. This is America. Besides, it's Christmas. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
I hate men.
I can't believe he's a crook.
I know. He had us all fooled.
No. I'm saying I don't believe it. I know Mr. St. Nick can be weird and all, but a crook? This guy is totally into giving. And look what he's done for all of us. For all the kids. A crook wouldn't do that.
At the jail.
Merry Christmas, St. Nicholas. Perhaps a night in the cooler will help jog your memory.
But I don't know anything! Well, I don't. Hey. Yes, sir.
To that guy on TV? Santa Claus.
Alias Nick St. Nicholas.
They shake hands.
Hey, man. Sit down.
Thank you.
Get out of there. Ah! That's what are you in for?
Generosity.
Yeah, me too. Give a new client a free sample, he turns out to be a cop. Tell you, man, no good deed goes unpunished. Worst part, my old lady set me up.
Really? My friend Hector set me up. At least I thought he was my friend. Sir? Jasper!
Oh, there you are. How on earth did this happen?
Hector set him up, man.
No.
Yes. Apparently, he took all the money from the charity and put it in an offshore account in my name. But how he managed to get that, I don't
know. Where's Miss Gardell?
Heidi. Oh, well, any luck, she doesn't even know I'm here.
Oh, she knows. I told her.
What?
She said she was coming here.
Is Heidi your woman?
My fiance.
She know this Hector?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he introduced us.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that... But... Heidi's my fiance.
And Hector was your friend.
I can't believe it. Heidi would set me up.
Yeah, well.
He pats Nick's shoulder.
It's because you're in denial, dude.
Sir, I have other pressing news.
What, more pressing than my fiancé framing me for fraud?
Your mother's here.
Dear. You didn't tell her I was in jail.
No, of course not. But she told me that you... Could we have a private moment, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
You're Santa Claus.
Yes, Jasper, very funny.
No, I'm not joking. Your father isn't well. The magic has left him. And it's come to you.
Are you sure?
You can't get out of your Santa suit. You hear children's secret wishes. You go on a date and bring the Northern Lights along. Do I have to draw a picture, sir?
I'm Santa Claus. Well, I'm doing a swell job so far, aren't I? Just when Santa Claus should be loading up his sleigh, I'm getting sent up the river. Some Santa I turned out to be. Couldn't even pick the right Mrs. Claus.
We can't find him ourselves, officer. Thank you.
Lorena! Danny!
Just tell me you didn't do this.
I didn't. I swear it.
I told you.
Hector and Heidi set him up.
I never liked that woman.
Tell me about it.
Could you give us a minute? Lorena, please believe me. I would never use Christmas that way. And I would never do anything to disappoint those kids. Or you.
I know. I believe you.
You do? Well, I'm glad to hear that, because there's something I gotta tell you. And it's gonna sound a little crazy. But, I'm...
Sir?
Jasper, not now. I'm Santa Claus.
She blinks.
Santa Claus?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You mean you believe me?
Mr. Nick St. Nicholas, you are the kindest, most generous man I have ever known. And if you tell me you are Santa Claus, then I believe you. I knew it. No wonder you could hear what I was thinking.
I want to make those wishes come true, Danny. I really do.
I hate to interrupt, sir, but you have to make an awful lot of wishes come true. And real quick.
Right. Jasper, you think I got all my father's powers?
Now would be an excellent time to find out, sir.
Then by the power of Christmas... Get me out of here.
Wow. He really is.
He really is.
Man. Wish I could do that.
Outside.
Where is he?
He emerges from the foliage.
Over here!
I guess his navigation isn't fine-tuned yet.
I guess I really am Santa.
Bye-bye.
At the airport.
Bye-bye. Hope you enjoyed your flight.
Hardly. I'm sorry. I'm normally pretty jolly, but I'm not myself lately and not used to flying commercial.
We better get out of here.
Nick, my car.
Right.
They pile into her VW.
Now, everybody, buckle up.
Prisoner escaping! Prisoner escaping!
Nardo struggles with the door on a blue Trans Am.
Does this thing go over 60?
Turn left.
points left again. Nardo follows close behind. They drive against traffic. The pursuing police are blocked by the oncoming cars. White flakes spatter Nardo's windshield.
What the? Snow?
The VW comes to a stop behind stalled traffic.
Well, what do we do now?
Perhaps we need more center power, sir.
Nick looks back. Nardo stops and climbs, then falls out the car window. Rolls over the hood and continues on foot.
Here goes nothing.
Ho, ho, ho! I'm getting the hang of this.
Nardo stares open-mouthed at the VW as it soars over the water. He holds his phone.
There's no way I'm phoning this in.
Mrs. Claus watches
Today's
TV.
Today's temperature should reach the low 90s, and that means it's going to be another sunny, sultry day in paradise. I'm Heidi Gardell.
Heidi, what kind of name is that for a queen?
At the window, fat flakes fall as the VW flies by.
Nikki!
Mom! Mother!
Sweetie. Oh, Nikki, how can you marry that silly weather girl? She can't tell her sons from her snowstorms.
Don't worry, Mom. I'm not going to marry her.
You're not?
No. I'd like you to meet Lorena and Danny. Where's Dad?
He wouldn't come. He said you should bloody well come to him.
Well, forget it. Of all the stubborn...
Father like son.
All right. Take me to my father.
At the airport, Heidi waves to Hector.
Miss, aren't you Mrs. Claus on that dreadful commercial?
Why, yes. Excuse me, I'm running late.
I believe you know my son, Nick.
You're Nick's father?
Nicholas the 20th.
Well, I would love to stay and talk, but I have a flight to catch.
Nick!
Dad?
Nick!
Heidi?
Isn't it a small world? I ran into the girl you're going to marry.
Not anymore, I'm not. Where are you going? Don't tell me. Just offer a little impromptu trip? You and Hector and a whole lot of loot from our charity? Take that as a yes. How could you? Those people believed in us, in Christmas. I was amazed at all the outpouring of love and kindness and goodwill. But then that's what Christmas is all about. Opening up your heart to show people just how much you love them.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yes, lovely. Now, could you let me go?
He removes the ring.
Gladly.
Now, she was definitely...
Naughty.
On a plane.
Thank you.
What took you so long?
I had to meet the parents. Don't ask. Besides, you didn't think I would let you and those millions of dollars leave without me, did you?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. We'll be experiencing a rather unusual delay due to what appears to be the first snowstorm in Miami history. We're not sure when it'll blow over, so just sit tight.
Hector raises the window shade.
And we're back.
Nicky.
Welcome back.
I found him at the airport. Would you believe he took commercial?
Nicholas, my poor pudding.
Dad, I'd like you to meet a couple of friends of mine. This is Danny and this is Lorena.
It's so nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you. Very nice. Well,
Well, what?
You said it would be a cold day in Miami when you talked to me. Start talking.
All right. You want me to take over Christmas? You got to let me take over. I'm just afraid that you don't really want to retire.
You're right.
I am.
I don't want to retire because when I'm not Santa anymore, who will I be?
Dad, you'll always be Santa. The Santa of the century.
Last century.
Dad, you did an amazing job. You don't have to be scared to retire.
Thank you. And you don't have to be scared to take over.
Scared? Me? What are you talking about?
Nick, admit it, you're a little scared.
Well, who wouldn't be? I mean, being Santa Claus, it's a huge responsibility. I don't want to screw up Christmas.
You don't want to let the kids down.
I don't want to let you down.
Me? What do I have to do with it?
Everything. What if I don't live up to your expectations?
It's not what I want that matters. You have to be the Santa Claus that you want to be. And I trust you'll be a good one.
Oh, Dad.
They embrace.
Thanks, Dad. I will. I promise. With some help. Lorena, people can wait their whole lives hoping to find that one person who truly is their other half, their soulmate. For me, you're that person. Each day, I look forward to seeing your face and hearing your voice. And when I walk into a room,
he kneels and offers the ring.
Lorena, will you marry me and be my queen?
Yes, of course, I would love to.
He kisses her.
Oh, I almost forgot. It's a torch.
Drop it, St. Nicholas!
Never.
Nardo is on the plane.
Did he just...
Not open for 10 to 20.
Heidi and Hector are tied in their seats.
Well, well, well.
With wide red ribbon, they are gagged with mistletoe. Police arrive at Nick's.
You know, maybe we'd better get out of here. Danny, how'd you like a job over the Christmas vacation? Santa's helper.
That'd be awesome.
I'm ready now, Dad.
The police enter an empty room.
All right. Take it easy, everybody. It's time to do this. So... by the power vested in me, and so on and so forth. And I see you've already passed the torch. So, yada, 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 you're Santa Claus!
Jasper, you keep an eye on this for me till I get back.
Nick hands Jasper the torch.
I should be delighted, Your Majesty.
So, when are we going to schedule that wedding?
As soon as we get back, right?
Sounds perfect. We?
Yeah, you and Danny are coming with me.
Tonight? Really?
Christmas is a family holiday. You two are my family. We better get a move on. We got a lot of work to do tonight.
Son, you'll need this.
Thanks, Dad.
Nick dons the Santa hat.
Nice beard, by the way.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry Christmas, son.
They shake, then hug.
Santa?
Yes.
Better get going.
He's right.
Danny?
Arm in arm. Nick, Lorena, and Danny stride down the red carpet. Santa, Mrs. Claus, Jasper, and Mimir watch, smiling.
Okay, Danny, hop on up there.
It's so cool.
Lorena?
I'm not so sure about the beard.
Oh, don't worry.
Nick removes the mustache.
Just did this for my dad. And Christmas. You ready, Danny?
Ready.
Ready, Mrs. Claus?
I'm ready, Mr. Nick St. Nicholas.
Oh, what the heck? Call me Santa.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. Yeah!
Elves wave as the sleigh drifts up. The Aurora Borealis brightens the star-studded sky.
Merry Christmas to all! And to all,
a good night.
Lorena nestles into Nick's shoulder. The sleigh soars out of sight. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeSeeTV.com.